With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The four Republicans facing off in Montana's June primary election met in a Missoula forum last night. Each pitched himself as the best candidate to unseat two-term Democratic Senator John Tester. Around 80 people turned out to the event sponsored by the Missoula County Republican Party and the University of Montana College Republicans. In efforts to separate themselves from the pack, candidates touted endorsements from other well-known conservatives, and some told stories of their Montana roots and heritage or their experience in the private business sector. Often throughout the event, candidates were given opportunities to align themselves with President Donald Trump, which most were happy to do. Trump carried Montana voters by 20 points over Hillary Clinton in 2016.
President Trump has an outstanding agenda.
This is Matt Rosendale, the current Republican state auditor from Glendive. A question from the crowd asked candidates if they thought Trump would be an asset or a liability in the upcoming election.
It's based on three pillars: expand our economy, defend our nation, and preserve our culture. And if he has support in implementing that agenda, then he will be a tremendous asset here in Montana.
Rosendale was not alone in hitching his campaign platform onto the new wave of conservative populism that put Trump in the White House. Troy Downing, a businessman from Big Sky, worked to paint a portrait of himself as similar to Trump.
I'm tired of sending establishment politicians to D.C., and I like having somebody that's a businessman that loves this nation and will stand up to our enemies and protect our allies.
All the Republican candidates, including Albert Olszewski, a state senator from Kalispell, said they didn't support Donald Trump signing the omnibus federal spending bill last Friday. But Olszewski says Republican strategy this midterm should be to hammer John Tester for votes he made against Trump's agenda.
What we're going to do is we're going to run on the things that John Tester didn't vote for.
And Olszewski says he's the best person to do that. For his part, Tester has campaigned on his ability to get more than a dozen bills passed that President Trump has signed. Russ Fagg, a judge from Billings, was the least eager to embrace the president during the Missoula candidate forum. Although he supports a lot of what Trump stands for, Fagg says not everything Trump does is best for Montana.
On the tariffs, I believe he's negotiating and he's using that for a negotiating tool. But if he carries through and we end up in a trade war, that is going to hurt the heartbeat of Montana, which is agricultural products. We get into a trade war, that is going to hurt our bread and butter, which is agriculture in Montana. So I'm going to go back and support those things that I believe in that will help Montanans, and I believe that's most of his agenda, but I'm not going to support everything if it doesn't help Montanans.
Fagg's message last night was that he was the Montanan in the race, and although he says that isn't something he had much control of, it could help him beat Tester.
It takes away the argument that a couple of my opponents have that they've been here a short term, and it's going to be hammered on by the Democrats.
Democrats have repeatedly targeted Republicans in recent elections for being out-of-staters. Troy Downing caught news headlines this week for asking a Montana judge to throw out misdemeanor charges brought by Montana wildlife officials. They say he bought Montana resident hunting licenses over a six-year period, while also claiming residency in California on tax documents. Albert Olszewski, the other Montana-born candidate, says he offers experience that's unique among his primary opponents.
I'm a physician. I can talk about the issues of healthcare. As a veteran, I can continue to talk about health care and why our vets are not completely taken care of. I'm a small businessman with 85 employees, so I can talk to you about regulation, and I'm a battle-tested state legislator.
Troy Downing says it's his lack of political experience that makes him the best fit to take on Tester. Downing, more so than the other candidates, repeatedly offered himself as a comparison to Trump.
What I liked about President Trump and what I think a lot of people liked about him is that he had success in the private sector. He was a businessman who knew how to solve problems outside of politics. He's not part of the establishment. So which one of us can send John Tester home? Somebody who has built businesses in multiple industries, has done international trade, who has actually had success and built the American dream, and is a combat veteran.
Matt Rosendale's theme of the night was his track record representing Montanans as former majority leader of the state Senate and current state auditor.
Again, you know who I am. I've served you. I've kept my promises. I've reduced spending. I reduced regulation. If you send me to Washington, D.C., I will take the fight for you.
Each of the candidates proclaimed their commitment to defending Montanans' access to guns, promoting new logging efforts they say will prevent forest fires, and improving health care for veterans. Near the end of the event last night, each Republican candidate promised to support and fundraise for whoever wins the June 5th primary. They all said their top priority is for Republicans to control both of Montana's seats in the U.S. Senate, which hasn't happened in over 100 years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.